Louisiana is experiencing the largest wildfires in the state's history. At least two people have died. The state remains in a severe drought as well. Louisiana's largest wildfire ever recorded is still burning, a week after it started near the Texas border, in fact. Right now, the state is averaging more than 20 wildfires a day. Most of those are on the smaller size. Nearly one-third of the state's parishes have already declared states of emergency as well. NPR reporter Aubrey Juhas gave an update on the wildfire situation and that giant fire in Beauregard Parish.
It's died down in recent days thanks to a little bit of rain, but it's still very much active and could flare back up again. All it takes is a gust of wind. Officials out there say they're really approaching this firefight from a long-term perspective, and that's because it's been so dry for so long that they say the state is essentially a tinderbox. And it's really hard to put out a large fire like this without a significant amount
of rain. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards held a briefing on Wednesday to keep everyone informed of all the efforts underway. Edwards also asked Louisiana residents to make a small sacrifice this Labor Day holiday weekend.
This weekend is Labor Day. We know that that typically involves a lot of cookouts and barbecues, especially with the return of football and with dove season opening. And I'm asking that people not engage in barbecuing and so forth outside. Fire can start. Let's be patient. Let's not create more work for firefighters across the state of Louisiana. So please, don't burn anything. There'll be a time for it. It's not now.
Overall, a total of 50,000 acres have already burned. And with so little rain and sometimes windy conditions, the threat of fire is always a consideration. The governor had a word of warning for anyone planning on violating the state's burn ban. You will be cited, which comes to $250. The National Weather Service in Shreveport has issued a red flag warning for critical to extreme weather conditions in effect from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time today. Affected areas include districts in portions of East Texas and all of northern and central Louisiana. Meanwhile, several school districts across East Texas have switched to a four-day school week for the new school year and are still adjusting to the change. Leverett Chapel Superintendent Matt Everett tells KLTV that one major reason they made the switch was to fill their teaching staff.
You know, it's hard for us to compete with the bigger districts with the salaries, you know, from the surrounding schools here. And, you know, post-COVID, even probably a year or two before COVID, it's been hard to find teachers, good quality teachers, and we looked at it as an opportunity for us to step out there and incentivize good quality educators to come to Leverett Chapel.
In weather today, it's sunny and hot with a high near 95. You are listening to Red River Radio. I'm Jeff Farrell.